This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies have vowed to tighten punishments on Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of seven leaders declared Friday their support for Ukraine will not waver. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was expected to join the summit in Japan in person on Sunday. G7 leaders gathering in Japan for a weekend summit have a new round of Russian sanctions in mind. The country's lucrative metals exports could be one target. Diamonds could be another. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
European Council President Charles Michel says the EU will impose restrictions. Britain doesn't want to wait either. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to announce a ban on Russian diamonds and metals including copper and nickel. New measures will also target more individuals involved in the energy, metals and shipping trades. Pressure for more action may ramp up over the weekend when Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to fly into the Hiroshima summit. An official in Kyiv said it was essential he go there to defend the country's interests.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. A Ukrainian military unit released video on Friday allegedly showing soldiers clearing Russian positions near Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region. The footage was filmed 5 kilometers northwest of the center of Bakhmut. Video showed Ukrainian soldiers hurling grenades and firing rifles while they were advancing in the woods where Russian troops were allegedly hiding. The captions accompanying the video on Facebook said it depicted assault actions by one of the brigade's special units. According to the caption, Ukrainian forces recaptured 4 square kilometers of territory near Bakhmut.